This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. It is said that close only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes, but here's a case where a direct hit by a horseshoe led to no score at all. Shelley brought her 7-year-old stepdaughter Dallas to the company picnic, which featured a badminton net, a horseshoe pit, and a fish tank game. Unfortunately, the horseshoe pit was set up between the badminton court and the fish tank, and when Dallas got tired of playing badminton, she decided to run over to the fish tank, crossing the horseshoe pit just as another picnic goer launched a horseshoe into the air. Although we called out a warning, Dallas was hit in the head and seriously injured. Shelley sued her company, claiming if you set up a fish tank and a badminton game with a horseshoe pit in the middle, it is foreseeable that a child will run from one to the other. But the court said a prudent picnic sponsor would not reasonably foresee that someone would choose to run across a horseshoe pit while a game was in progress. So be careful where you put your horseshoe pit, because although in the end there may be no legal liability, the stakes can be very high. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.